Miss, you can support me, please? Buy a chocolate now, miss, please? May I try and make something to send myself to school, miss?
Sounds familiar? That's because it's one of the things you may hear a child labourer say as they try to sell you their goods in different town centres across Jamaica. For some children, this continues until the street becomes the school that they risk their lives on daily, weaving in and out of traffic, desperately seeking a sale from passing motorists. Today, June 12, Jamaica joins the rest of the world in observing World Day Against Child Labour, under the theme, In Conflicts and Disaster, Protect Children from Child Labour. The International Labour Organization, ILO, launched the World Day Against Child Labour in 2002 to focus attention on the global extent of child labour and the action and efforts needed to eliminate it. Each year, the observance brings together governments, employers and workers' organizations, civil society, as well as millions of people from around the world to highlight the plight of child labourers and what can be done to help them. Globally, there are about 1.5 billion children living in countries affected by conflicts and violence. Though Jamaica is not particularly vulnerable to major conflicts and violence that create mass dislocation, we are affected each year by natural disasters that interrupt normalcy for many. June 1 through to November 30 marks the period of the Atlantic hurricane season, the prime time of worry for people living in flood-prone areas. Director of the Child Labour Unit at the Ministry of Labour and Social Security, Marva Ziminis, says natural disasters can also cause families to separate, lose their homes and livelihoods, and threatens their security.
In terms of being able to work and to carry on their regular activities. In our situation, a lot of the shelters that are used to rescue families and to provide a kind of assistance until we're able to normalize the situation. The education process is disrupted because many of the shelters are schools. So therefore, education is disrupted for some times. Children are oftentimes not as protected in shelters.
Mrs. Ziminis says, oftentimes in disasters, children may be forced to engage in activities detrimental or harmful to their well-being.
For example, if a child is required or is forced not to be attending school, they may develop the habit because of whatever. Food may become short, therefore they become more susceptible to the offer for employment, because it's not that they cannot be employed, but the conditions under which they are employed has to be safe and not detrimental in any way to their growth and development. So over time, because of the disruption within the community and the family, when things become normal again, because of this additional income that is being supplied, the family may make the decision to keep the child in employment and not sending them back to school.
The Ministry of Labour and Social Security has made strides in addressing child labour through the implementation of a National Plan of Action on Child Labour. Jamaica signed onto two child labour conventions, 182, which speak to the worst forms of child labour, and 138, which speak to the minimum age at which children can become involved. Under the Child Care and Protection Act, children can be engaged in what is defined as light work from ages 13 to 15, but should not be engaged in any form of employment below the age of 13 years. Jamaica also strengthened legislation to protect children, including the Child Prevention and Pornography, Trafficking in Persons, and Cybercrimes Acts. A recent International Labour Organization, ILO, study on the long-term effects of child labour showed that prior involvement in child labour is associated with lower educational attainment and later in life with jobs that fail to meet basic decent work criteria. The report also says an estimated 168 million children are involved in child labour, with about 16,000 child labourers in Jamaica.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.